It's time for Good Health, an opportunity to hear from our local healthcare community about the most current medical topics and how they relate to your healthy lifestyle. Good Health is brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. Now let's welcome our host, Nick Bejarano. And good morning to you. Thank you for joining us for Good Health. I'm certainly not Nick. Nick is out for the day. I'm Angela Purcell, and I will be hosting for Nick. Such a pleasure to be able to do that, and I'm glad that he asked me to fill in for him today. Good Health is brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System, and I am really happy to welcome into the studio today Kelly Stevenson, a midwife at Good Shepherd. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Well, this is a topic I am so interested in because I just don't know a lot about it, but have always been fascinated. And so I'm looking forward to talking about what this all looks like and the services that you provide here at Good Shepherd. But let's start at the beginning and have you tell us a little bit about yourself and your training.
Okay. I actually grew up in Far Eastern Oregon. And I lived all over various parts of the U.S. before we decided to make our home here in Hermiston several years ago. Many years ago, I actually graduated from college in criminal justice, if you can believe that.
Oh, okay.
And for a long time, I was a director of a 911 center. And I think it was through that that I kept thinking, man, I really love nursing. I want to go back to school. I want to become an RN. So about 14 years ago, up and quit my job. Gave up everything, went back to school, became a nurse, and have loved every single second of it ever since. But I always knew I wanted to do more. I really enjoy the education. I love spending time with patients, getting to know people. So I became a family nurse practitioner about 8 years ago. And I practiced in lots of different settings, but I always found myself gravitating back towards like maternal and women's health and child health and pediatrics and things like that. So with the support of my husband, my family, some really great coworkers, I went ahead and went back to school to become a certified nurse midwife. And I graduated a little over a year ago, practiced in Kennewick before coming to Good Shepherd earlier this spring.
It's a really interesting story about sort of really being entrenched in your life in one profession. And oftentimes people feel like that's where they have to stay. Mm-hmm. I've devoted this much time, but really deciding, no, there's more. And I have kind of this dream of something else and really just going for it. Mm-hmm. And it really paid off.
It did. I love my job.
That's exciting. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what a midwife does.
So I am a certified nurse midwife, and in Oregon, there's a couple different types of midwives. There are certified nurse midwives, and we primarily work in hospital settings, offices, maybe freestanding birth centers. Some do home births. And then there's certified professional midwives, and those are women and men who have education and experience that's more like an apprenticeship type program. And then they pass a skills test, a written test, and then they become certified. Those professional nurse midwives tend to work in the home setting more often, and then perhaps freestanding birth centers as well. So my education is actually as a certified nurse midwife, meaning I was an RN before I became a midwife.
Gotcha. What is the difference between a midwife and an OBGYN?
So as far as what a midwife can do that's different, the main thing is that an OBGYN provides surgery, and I do not do surgeries. Okay. But as far as the care goes, it's virtually the same. Midwives are trained, and all of our experience and education lies in the normal parts of pregnancy and labor. So we're, in some countries and in some parts of the U.S., we're considered the experts in normal pregnancy, labor, and delivery. And considering that most, like 80% of women have normal pregnancies, labor, and delivery, a midwife is a perfect fit for them.
What if you're working with a patient through the process, assuming, of course, that it's going to be one of those 80%, but it turns out that something else is needed. Something happens, there's a sort of an extreme case. What happens then?
We actually, as a group, see our patients as a whole. So we have OBGYNs, we have a nurse practitioner, and we have myself, and we're looking to add more midwives, but we as a group see all of our patients together. And the nice part about that is if a patient were to come to me and we maybe do a screening test and it comes back concerning, we can quickly get them in to see one of the OBGYNs. We also have a maternal fetal medicine provider that comes from Portland. We've got lots of resources right here to help that woman and her family.
We should mention that that's the Women's Center at Good Shepherd.
Yes.
And it is a new facility, by the way. It is fantastic over there. But it sounds like you have a great group that you work with. So we can talk about that for a moment, what that looks like for the hospital in our community.
Right. We do. We have a fantastic group, not just OBGYNs. We've got a wonderful family nurse practitioner who does our women's health, and some of our OBs, and lots of birth control and things like that. She is amazing. We've got talented, wonderful physicians that we work with that are so supportive of birth and all women's health needs. So it's a really great group, and we are inside a beautiful, beautiful new building.
If you haven't taken a tour over there, it is pretty fantastic. The hospital has really looked towards the future in the development as they're building new things, and it seems like the hospital's growing all the time.
It is. And I definitely see the Women's Center growing leaps and bounds over the next few years. We were kind of half joking that, you know, maybe we've already started to outgrow our already big space. And it's
no
only
joking.
Been a couple months.
It really is a neat place. When is the best time to begin seeing a midwife?
I really think that, you know, when you're pregnant, if we're talking pregnancy, I think the best time to see any OBGYN provider, midwife or OB, would be in the first trimester, before 3 months or 12 weeks is generally when we like to start. It's important that, you know, we make sure that prenatal vitamins are being taken, that all necessary tests, screening things, all of those things have been taken care of early in the pregnancy. It's also a great time to ask questions because there are so many questions, whether this is your first baby or your 10th baby. Mm-hmm. There's always questions.
Because it always looks different, doesn't it?
Always. Every time. Every pregnancy is different. Every feeling is different. So that's usually when I recommend that we start prenatal care. But as far as when to see a midwife, we are actually able to see women through the beginning of their life cycle to the end of their reproductive life cycle. So I really encourage young women of any age to start seeing a healthcare provider on a regular basis just to get that relationship built before they're needed.
That's interesting. So a midwife is not just when you're pregnant.
No.
You know, I have to
mm-hmm.
wait until I'm, you know, 3 weeks. I think I'm 3 weeks pregnant and then I make a call. So talk about some of the other services that maybe you provide then.
Okay. I do provide well women care, IUDs, birth control, menopause. As a family nurse practitioner, I can provide other services. However, at Good Shepherd, I just provide midwifery services. So it's primarily women's health.
Mm-hmm. When people call, are they typically calling specifically for you, Kelly, because they want an experience with a midwife? Or maybe they're calling just because they need to get in with somebody. Might they end up with you? How is it that people are choosing a midwife over maybe a traditional OBGYN?
I think the way that our practice is set up, we do have some that call specifically to see me. We have some that, you know, are just scheduled to see me, end up really enjoying it. End up deciding, you know, I would really like to see you more visits, mm-hmm. things like that. I think it's just a mixture of both. It's kind of hard to say one way or the other.
We live in an area where this is sort of, for some people, a new concept. It's not something that they've mm-hmm. had experience with because maybe it hasn't been available around here. So do you find that people are surprised that that's a service the hospital is now offering?
I think people are surprised but very happy. Very, very excited about this. I've had a tremendous amount of support from the patients and the community.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so women can have a specific idea of how they want their pregnancy and birthing experience to go.
Mm-hmm.
Before, during, after. How do you help to manage those expectations and to meet people's wishes?
I think it's just, you know, education, so much education, spending time explaining the process, the what ifs, and working through those scenarios before we're in the middle of the scenario.
Okay.
And I think that kind of helps make sure that everybody's on the same page, to make sure that we understand what their wishes are versus what we can accommodate, versus the health and the safety of mom and the baby.
Because sometimes we might have a vision in our head of how this is going to work, but things don't always turn out that way. Maybe there's some health issues mm-hmm. or concerns. So that's not always necessarily possible.
Exactly, exactly. And I encourage women and their families, if there's something very specific that they would really like done, that we talk about it. And we talk about it a lot before they have the baby, because I think it's important that they know what happens if that can't happen for whatever reason. You know, something changes, you know, this might look different for them. And, you know, I think it's important that we talk about that.
You do not do home deliveries, is that correct?
That is correct. I just do deliveries at Good Shepherd.
And does Good Shepherd offer different birthing options, or what that might look like during the actual birthing process?
I think that at Good Shepherd, I really like the Family Birth Center. It's very nicely laid out. The rooms are big, they're accommodating, the equipment's hidden unless it's necessary. So while it's a hospital, it doesn't look like a hospital room necessarily. And I think that that's important, to continue to support that pregnancy and labor and birth is normal for most women. And so I think that that's really important. As far as, you know, services that are typically offered in the hospital, I mean, if mom and baby are healthy, we want this to be a positive experience. So we work with the women and the family for different types of things. They can sit in the tub, they can take showers, they can walk, they can do things like that. The beds are amazing, and we can break them down into multiple configurations, and we are even able to help moms who have epidurals be in different types of birthing positions. So I think it's really neat.
Excellent. If you're just joining us, this is Good Health, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System on AM 1360 KOHU. And Kelly Stevenson, a midwife at Good Shepherd, is joining us today. We're just talking about some of the services at the Women's Center and what Kelly specifically does. And I'm curious about during the birthing process, when we think of a midwife in a home setting, it's a little bit different. I'm curious, in the hospital, are there nurses involved in that process? Is it just you and the patient one-on-one? And then also, who else is involved? How do you get family involved in this process or not?
The whole team is involved in taking care of the patient. And the nurses, hands down, they are the ones that are there for the patient. And we could not do our job without them. They are amazing. But if there's something in particular that they're concerned about, I'm on call, I'm absolutely going to be there with them. And I can be there the entire time if they need me to be there for them. Mm-hmm. And as far as involving the family, I love to involve the family. It is so much fun. I've had dads catch their babies, bring their babies into this world. Mm-hmm. I've had little brothers and sisters get to be down there with me, getting ready and the first one to touch the baby and things like that. And it's amazing. You know, laughed, cried with everyone in the room. Family, moms, dads, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins. Everyone.
I mean, when you think about the things that a hospital does and how they care for people, amazing things happening there. But I can't think of anything much more exciting than mm-hmm. than working in the profession that you do in terms of bringing new life into the world.
It's great.
It's pretty great. Okay. So how do you help mom prepare for a safe pregnancy and labor delivery?
Again, it's lots of education, encouraging mom to do the things that we typically do for women at that point in their pregnancy, lab work, ultrasounds, things like that, and understanding that those are very important into ensuring the health of both mom and baby. And then just making sure that questions are answered. I mean, this is a big time, and lots of questions go through their mind. And I always tell women and their families, write down your questions. Bring them in. Even if it's silly to you, mm-hmm. it may be really important to us. And if nothing else, we're going to talk about it. Ease your mind.
Do you think that people do have that concern about, certainly they have some things that go through their mind they're wondering about, but that they're concerned about asking because they think they are going to look silly for not knowing?
Of course, of course. I think we all do that. But no, they should never feel silly for asking.
What are some of the most common issues that a woman might, medical issues that they might suffer from through a pregnancy, and are there ways to avoid some of those?
So I think the most common thing that women get is probably nausea and vomiting in pregnancy. It's typically called morning sickness, but any pregnant woman knows that that never happens in the morning. It happens
all day long.
All day long, every day. And for some women, it can last all the way through their entire pregnancy. And so, again, I think that, you know, coming in early, talking to us about that, telling us that you're having concerns about that, letting us know that it's a problem so that we can help. And then education, education, education. I mean, there's just so much education that goes with all of this. And then I think, you know, for any woman, if they start off their pregnancy healthy, you know, diet, exercise, they're, you know, taking their medications if they're on medications appropriately, and they're just, they're overall healthy before they get pregnant, then they will have more than likely a healthy pregnancy.
It makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It really does.
How we're prepared for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if someone's even thinking about wanting to get pregnant, you know, they are always welcome to come in and talk to us about that. And things that they could do at home and lifestyle changes that they could make before they even get pregnant so that they can have a healthy pregnancy.
Kelly, do you work with families as well that are having difficulty getting pregnant?
Yes, yes. Typically, I do work with those types of families, but typically that starts to border to where I may or may not have the expertise to help with that. And so there may be something that's maybe mechanically wrong with the patient and the woman, and maybe we need an OBGYN to help with that. And then again, that's why it's perfect in our office, because I literally can walk down the hall and find one.
Find somebody who could that you can bring in as part of that. It really sounds like a team effort.
It is. We absolutely just embrace all of our families as one gigantic family ourselves.
What is your role after the baby is born? Do you help mom through things like lactation and breastfeeding and the things that really change for a woman after she's had a child?
Absolutely. We like to see our moms at 2 and 6 weeks, and 2 week visit is a lot of times the breastfeeding questions and the feeding questions and what's happening this and why is this happening and, you know, what is going on here. And I think that that's really a good important time for mom to be able to ask some of those basic questions. And then obviously anytime a mom needs help, they can always reach out to us and we will help at any point in their postpartum period or after they go home with the baby.
It's not always an easy period. I mean, we do hear about postpartum depression. That's right. A real thing that people suffer through. There's some exhaustion involved with having a tiny new being in your home that does, by the way, not sleep when you sleep, all of those sorts of things. And so I would suspect that you get a lot of questions about those things or concerns, or maybe people who are suffering and don't know that they can reach out for some help.
Absolutely. I think postpartum depression is probably one of the most common thing that happens to a mom when they go home, and I think it's often overlooked. And I think sometimes they feel like this is normal, I'll get over it soon, it'll be fine, or family says, well, you just need more rest. And you know, I think reaching out to someone, even if it's a friend or a family member, you know, and taking that initial first step to get some help. And then obviously you can always come and see us, because we will be more than happy to help.
You know, the assumption is you know, you wanted to have a baby and this should just be such an exciting time that now you have this new beautiful being in your life. But there's some really tough things that go along with that. And your body has changed as a mom. And of course, there's so many needs, and it doesn't always go smoothly as well.
No, it does not. It does not. And so, you know, like I said, I think it's important that women know that it does exist and that we can help and we will help. And to know that it's okay. It's okay to feel this way. It's okay to not bring your baby home and be so excited because you just brought a new being into the world, because it really is a tough thing being a mom.
I'm curious, you talked at the beginning of the program, Kelly, about that career shift that you made from criminal justice into wanting to be a nurse. What was it during that time period that made you want to make that switch?
I think I've always had that desire to help. to help people. And I can remember being little and thinking, oh, I would love to be a nurse, you know, and my grandma was a nurse. And I think I just kind of gravitated towards that. But then somehow, some way, I went down a different path mm-hmm. for a few years. And that's okay, because I think all that experience helped shape me into the person I am now and the experiences I'm able to get now.
If someone's interested in becoming a midwife or considering that as a career choice, what sort of training is involved in that process? You were an RN first, though, we should say.
So yes.
There, that was a different path as well. So what are the options there?
So for myself, I am a certified nurse midwife. So I have the RN education, and then I have a master's degree. I actually have two master's degrees, one as a family nurse practitioner and a second one as a certified nurse midwife. And I really think that kind of makes a midwife into who they are, because they are a nurse first.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they've been, most of us have been nurses for many years before we became, before we advanced our education and became advanced practice nurses.
So you worked in labor and delivery mm-hmm. before going back and getting your master's?
I did. I worked in several different labor and delivery units. Some were huge, you know, 300-400 births a month, and some were very small, like 10 to 20.
There's a big difference.
There is a big difference. There is.
Does that feel really different as a nurse, by the way?
It does. It does. Because the one where we were doing, you know, 300 plus births a month was a very high risk facility. So our moms and oftentimes babies were very, very ill.
Mm.
And then the smaller facility tended to be more healthy women and healthy babies.
So you've had that experience in both of those areas, though.
Absolutely. I can probably say I've been a part of over 1,000 deliveries since I became a nurse.
Wow, what an experience for you. Some great stories there.
Yes.
I'm sure. What do you see as the biggest misconceptions about midwifery?
That we're not safe.
Oh, okay.
We're not safe and competent providers. I really feel that some hear the word midwife and they think, oh, she just delivers, you know, at people's homes, and she doesn't really have any formal education, and she doesn't really know what she's doing. And I think that is a huge misconception mm-hmm. because we do. We devote a good portion of our education to pregnancy, labor, and delivery. And as I mentioned earlier, there are some parts of the world where midwives are considered the experts. And the OBGYNs are only used if there's a complication or an emergency. And so, you know, that's one of the bigger misconceptions. The other thing I often hear is, you know, oh, I can't have an epidural. Okay. Of course you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm there for you as your patient advocate, as your healthcare provider. Whatever's going to make your labor and birth more enjoyable is fine by me.
And you can talk about those things. Those are a great part of the planning process, to talk about what is it that you want it to look like? What are the things you might want to see in your labor and delivery, just knowing that some of that might change. I mean, I bet that you have patients who say, I want nothing, I want this to be natural childbirth, who may change their minds somewhere in that process.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, it's coming in and us sitting down together and us making a plan together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do we need to do to help you get, you know, to the end, which is your baby, and what can we do to make that better for you?
As pleasant of an experience, as easy of an experience as possible.
Exactly, exactly.
What is the most rewarding part for you about being a midwife?
Oh my gosh, I couldn't even begin to tell you. It's just so much. I love being a part of these patients' families, you know, just being involved. I still, years later, am in touch with some of the families that I've worked with over the years. I get text messages now from babies that I delivered, you know, as a brand new midwife a year ago, and my babies are just now turning one. And that's fun.
Sure, they really obviously feel like you're a part of their family in a way.
I do feel that way sometimes.
And that's really neat, especially living, we're not a tiny community, but in a smaller community where you might run into people and see them. What a neat experience for you to be able to witness some of that joy in a family.
Absolutely.
How do people get in contact with you if they're interested? Are you taking new patients at this time?
Absolutely taking new patients. And they can contact the Women's Center at Good Shepherd.
And you can call Good Shepherd and they'll get you through there. Do you know the number off the top of your head?
I think it's 541-667-3801.
That sounds about right, actually. but you can get a hold of Good Shepherd and get an appointment with the Women's Center. You are going to absolutely love what this facility looks like. Kelly Stevenson, midwife at Good Shepherd, thanks for joining us today. Such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
And I can honestly tell you, this was my first time meeting Kelly, but when she says that she loves her work, you can tell the moment that you meet her that is truly, absolutely the truth with you. So thank you so much for what you're doing in our community. And thank you all for joining us for this edition of Good Health, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. I'm Angela Purcell, sitting in for Nick Bayerano today, but he'll be back next month. We hope you all have a fantastic rest of your day.